This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arnold Almonte.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm fired up this morning because, California, you just experienced one of the greatest weeks in the history of our great state. And you want to know why? Because we finally have a Republican on the ballot for governor. Yeah, that's right. We know that Gavin Newsom was going to win last week. That was a no-brainer. But what you and I didn't know is who was going to come in second place. And you and I have spoke about second place in the past. I don't like second place, and I don't like participation trophies. But you know what I like? I like John Cox. And I'm going to tell you why I like John Cox, because he is a business-minded Republican. Now, I know the vast majority of Californians, they can't see the economic and social oblivion that our great state is headed towards. But my producer, Mike, who's really smart, and myself, we can see it. And it concerns us. And that is something that I have been talking about on my radio show now for a year and a half. You see, I don't hide the facts. I can't stand Jerry Brown. In fact, the past 8 years for Californians have been nothing short of a freaking disaster, right? Let's you and I just walk around California for a moment, because if we do, we're going to see hundreds of thousands of homeless people, correct? We're going to see housing prices that no one can afford. We've got the highest utility rates in the country, and our gas prices and gas tax is pathetic. Thank God SB1 is something that you and I are going to be able to vote for in November. And let me tell you a secret about SB1. Listen carefully. Do you realize that in California, you turn to the left, you turn to the right, and you see a Democrat? I got great news for you. SB1, which is the repeal of the gas tax, which you, I hope and pray, are going to make sure and repeal that awful gas tax. It's on the ballot. And so if it's on the ballot, Republicans and conservatives are going to come out of their houses in masses, and they're going to vote. And you know who else might even vote? Latino voters. Do you realize that Latino voters are generally conservative? They think like Republicans, and yet only 18% are likely to show up and vote. I need the Latino community to vote, and I need you to vote conservatively, in a Republican mindset, so you and I can solve our problems. Let's talk about our problems and what Jerry Brown has done. Jerry Brown has ruined California, right? We know we've got a criminal injustice system failing. We've got infrastructure problems. We have more potholes on the street and more traffic in California than in India, where the population is, what, 100-fold? My point is, I cannot say one nice thing about you, Jerry Brown, except that you're leaving, right? I thought we had a 2-term limit, not a 4-term limit. And let me make sure you understand why I feel this way. Just walk outside and take a look around. Now, who is Gavin Newsom? Gavin Newsom is Jerry Brown 5.0, right? Jerry Brown has been in office for 4 terms. And here comes Gavin Newsom. And do you know, let me tell you something about Gavin Newsom. I think he's very handsome. And I love that he loves his wife and children. That's the extent of what I like about you, Gavin Newsom. Because you know what you believe in, Mr. Newsom? You believe in higher taxes. And right now, the state of California is being taxed to death. You, the superhero taxpayer, you are paying for everything. And because of our failed Democrats in our great state, Californians are leaving by the busloads. Do you realize that our tax base is dwindling as I speak? If 100,000 people leave this year, you're going to pick up the tab, because Mr. Newsom is going to raise taxes. Forget paying 13% to the Franchise Tax Board. Once Mr. Newsom takes over, it's going to be more like 20%. That's called socialism. And the last time I checked, California is part of the United States of America. We are a capitalistic a capitalistic state, which means if you own a business, you get to thrive because our great president lowered the tax rates. And so what I'm saying to you this morning is I'm begging you to not vote like your mom. Now, I love my mom. My mom is probably going to vote for Gavin Newsom, but I won't. I support you, John Cox. And the reason why I support you, John Cox, is because you understand that if you lower taxes for Californians, all of the state will benefit. Everyone will thrive, especially business owners. Because remember, if you have lower taxes in California with a Republican governor in John Cox, your paychecks will have more money in it. And I want to remind you of something. California is the greatest place to live, right? We all know that. However, it's expensive. So how are you going to be able to feed your family? How are you going to be able to pay your rent? How are you going to be able to pay for anything if a Democrat stays in office? I mean, you and I know that we can't get rid of Feinstein or Pelosi or Kamala Harris for that matter. We just don't want more of them. So we have to have the courage, you and I, to vote differently. And again, that is John Cox. Let me tell you something else that I like about him. He wants to change California from being a sanctuary city to not being a sanctuary city. And do you want to know why I like that? Because if California is not a sanctuary city, then we can cooperate with the federal government and local law enforcement, and we can remove criminals from our state who have no business being here in the first place. Now, I know that many of you will respectfully disagree with me, right? Many of you believe that California should be a sanctuary state and we should take the world in our state and feed them and house them and take care of their children. But why? I mean, why should you have to continue to pay for the blue ideology that has haunted our great state for far too long? Let me tell you something else about John Cox. Let me tell you something else that he wants to do. He wants to get rid of the regulatory red tape, the bureaucracies, the BS that haunts our state. Do you guys remember the segment that I did about how many state workers we have in California? Well, the problem is, I think we have too many state workers, which is why the bureaucracy stays in business. I call this insanity. And if we continue to do the same thing over and over again, you and I in California will have no chance of getting out of the awful hole that we're in. Now, let's talk about President Trump. You and I know that President Trump supports John Cox. And he supports this man because Mr. Cox is a visionary, right? He thinks in terms of dollars and common sense. He does not think in terms of, how can I screw Californians? How can I take as much money from you as is humanly possible? And how can I make it extremely difficult for you to get a job or get a house? John Cox is going to change California. However, let's look at the math, right? This past week, Gavin Newsom, he got a lot of votes. We know that he is the dude with the lead. He even gave that speech where he said, right, it's halftime and our team is looking good. Listen, Mr. Newsom, I'm not on your team. And neither are a good number of Californians. You see, we don't want to be on your team anymore. We don't want to be overregulated anymore. We don't want to drive in traffic anymore. We don't want to go out there and have our cars hit pothole after pothole. Instead, Mr. Newsom, we want a different team. And the team that I want is John Cox. So again, I know that you can hear the passion in my voice. I have never liked Jerry Brown. I do not like his failed policies. And I do not like what he's done to California. But I have hope. A new day is coming. And over the next 6 months, you and I are going to be able to explore the races, the candidates, the legislation, and everything that is going on that affects you, your money, and your wallet. Because the bottom line is, I want you to love your life. I want you to wake up every day and be grateful that you live in California. All right, everybody, I've got a great show for you, so I need you to stick around because we're talking about you, we're talking about the real estate market, and we're talking about that baker in Colorado who didn't want to bake a cake for that homosexual couple. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by health and wellness expert, Dr. Mark Kasha.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and the surf is so up this morning because I am doing my launch interview with Prime Lending Roseville. And I brought in two of the most amazing, unbelievable people from their company. That is Mike Ognisante and Carrie Mucho. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Hi, Ronnie. We're so excited to be here and share some great news for homebuyers and homeowners.
Yeah, you see, the thing about me, Mike and Carrie Ann, is that I believe in living the American dream. And part of that dream is having your expertise on this show so people can buy a home. So, Mike, who are you? Can you tell our audience what an amazing man you are and how you help homeowners live that dream?
Well, Ronnie, thank you. You know, living that dream is one of the most important financial decisions you're going to make in your life. And what I get to do for my clients and their families is create that American dream. And what we find is that information, there's so much information out there. So I just kind of take the confusion to clarity and just make it really, really simple for them. And I've had the privilege of, you know, living and working in this town for the last 35 years. So I'm part of the community. And I just love when my clients come back 20 years later and say, hey, can you help my kids now? And so now I'm on to the second generation.
Yeah, you see, Mike, that's important to us on this radio show. You are dedicated to your clients, and by them coming back, that speaks volumes. Carrie Ann, who are you?
Ronnie, I have actually been in the real estate industry for, gosh, I hate to say it, but 25 years now, and I have kind of a varied background. A lot of the realtors that I work with love that I have a background in real estate appraisal. So I spent a good portion of my time looking at homes, and I've also sold real estate. So that gives me a unique perspective. I have a deeper understanding of the home buying process. So that's something that makes me unique. And on a personal level, I'm actually, when I'm not doing home loans, I'm an artist. And so I love bringing that creativity to the home buying process and the loan process.
Carrie Ann, listen to me. To have a creative beast like you on someone's team, that is so important. And let's face it, you know Renee Nielsen, our real estate expert, and she talks about how important that creative process is. Mike, here's what I want to know. Tell me about your business. How do you actually help Sacramentans qualify for loans? How do you help those looking for mortgages? Just brag a little bit about your business, your offerings, and just tell us a bit about your company.
Here at Prime Lending, you know, we understand that buying a home is a big step. And just like houses, home loans come in all shapes and sizes. So we kind of take a consultative approach to their lending, and what we're trying to do is create a client for life. So I'm getting to know them, getting to find out what their needs are. What we're doing really is making the home loan simple process. I mean, home loans made simple is our motto, and we definitely want to, you know, help them through this whole process. And in the end, believe it or not, they come back and they say, well, this was the most exciting and stressful process of this whole transaction. So
yeah, Mike, who doesn't want to go? I mean, we can all agree that is a stressful, or it's perceived to be stressful.
Right.
Carrie Ann, what I want to know is a little bit more specifics. You have clients of all shapes and sizes and age categories. Can you talk about some of the loan programs you offer so that our audience who's thinking about getting a home, which all of you should, will call you?
That's a great question, Ronnie. And of course, we offer all the regular conventional loans, FHA, VA, all that good stuff. But what's great about Prime Lending Roseville is we also have some unique programs. And I'd love to share with you a story about Paul. Paul bought his house about 3 years ago. And even though the house was almost 15 years old, it had no backyard landscaping. So when they moved in, it was just dirt back there. Him and his family had been dreaming of a pool ever since they moved in. Now, even though they had built a little bit of equity, they didn't really have enough to cash out. and he had a great job. So they could afford a higher payment, but they actually went and got a bid from a contractor. So they found out how much the pool would cost and didn't like the high interest rates that he was getting quoted from the pool financing companies. So when he came to me, I showed him how we could actually appraise the home based on as if the pool was already completed. And so that allowed us to give him a loan, and we were able to pay the contractor to complete the work after we closed escrow. He just sent me pictures of the finished product, and I just loaded them on our Facebook page if you want to check it out at Prime Lending Roseville. And they are so excited to be able to spend the summer swimming in their brand new swimming pool. So if you've been wanting a pool like Paul, or maybe there's something else you want to do to your home, like a kitchen remodel or a room addition, I want you to give me a call. Carrie Ann Mucho, 916-724-0181. Again, that's 916-724-0181, and I'll see if I can help you.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I've got Prime Lending Roseville in studio, and I've got great news for you. They want to help you live the American dream. Mike, let's talk about the market, right? The mortgage rates are kind of up. They're kind of down. Can you, I know you don't have a crystal ball, Mike, but can you give me an overview on what you see with the market right now as it relates to mortgages?
Well, thanks, Ronnie. I'd be glad to, because, you know, being in the profession as long as I have for the last 25 years, and I have historical data that goes back 200 years, I can definitely tell you that we're becoming normal again. We've been in this abnormal, you know, low interest rate environment since 2007 to 2017. And so we're just seeing things coming back to normal. And what normal means is, for a lot of people, they don't remember 10 years ago. So for a lot of our buyers that are coming into the market today, all they think about is interest rates being in the threes. Well, you know, historically speaking, you know, interest rates, you know, when I bought my first house in 1991, I paid 10%. And, you know, when we look at averages over the last 20 years, you know, 6-7% were normal. And that's all we're going back to. So we're still really, you know, historically speaking, in a great environment.
Mike, I know what you're saying. People are hallucinating thinking that 2 or 3% is sleeping under their pillow. So let's also talk about rising interest rates. Do you believe, Mike, that rising interest rates lead to a decline in housing prices? Or do you feel like this market is just strong as a beast?
I get the question almost all the time. Do rising interest rates lead to crashing home prices? And absolutely not in this market right now. It's a supply and demand. And just as recently as, you know, 2012 to 2013, we saw 11% increase in home prices after a 1% increase in interest rates. So please reach out to Mike Ognosanti at Prime Lending Roseville. My number is 916-724-0181. Again, my number is 916-724-0181. Or you can simply reach me online at primelendingroseville.com.
Now, Carrie Ann, you and I know that housing prices are going through the roof, which means more buyers need jumbo loans. Can you talk a little bit about jumbo loans or clients that are looking to kind of move up in this outstanding market?
That's an excellent point, Ronnie. And, you know, we've all heard about the supply issues and how there's just not enough homes out there. And that's primarily at the entry level and that first time move up buyer. So for people who have a home that's worth, say, the mid 400s or less, it's an excellent opportunity to be able to sell that home and have probably multiple offers if it's priced well and they're working with an experienced agent and be able to move up. There's a lot more selection of homes in that $600,000 and higher price point. And the great news, Ronnie, is that the interest rates on jumbo loans right now are actually a little less than a conventional loan.
Wait a minute, Carrie Ann, you're giving me goosebumps and it's pretty early in the morning. Right now, jumbo rates are lower. Why is that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the government and their government G fees is what we call them. So they're affecting our agency pricing more so than our jumbo. Our jumbo are our portfolio lenders. And to be honest with you, I think they have a lot of depositor money and they just want to get a better return on their investments as banks. So we're finding that, you know, the box banks are providing these loans at a lower cost than what we're finding on agency type loans.
Mike, we've got a lot of people listening and they need your help. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, we've got so much to share. You know, mortgages are based on many factors, including what kind of borrower you are is just as one. Are you a first-time home buyer? Are you self-employed? Have you served in the military? Do you have credit issues? a lot of people are frozen with fear that they can't move forward, and we can. I've taken all of those experiences our clients have had, and I just make it easy. I can't say it any better than that, Ronnie. It's just I make it easy for them. I navigate through this. I take the fear out of lending for them. So if I can help you, reach out to Mike Ognisanti at 916-724-0181. Again, that number is 916-724-0181. Or reach me on my website at primelendingroseville.com.
Mike and Carrie Ann, again, I welcome you as our mortgage expert on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, and I look forward to helping build Prime Lending Roseville. All right, everyone, as you can hear, I've got goosebumps right now, and that is because we're bringing in Renee Nielsen. And Renee is my favorite real estate expert in the world, so you're going to want to stick around for that. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Renee Nielsen, the real estate expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm excited this morning because I got my dear friend, Renee Nielsen, who is a real estate badass, in studio. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Ronnie. Thank you for the awesome introduction.
Renee, it's summertime. Aren't you feeling fantastic?
I am. I'm glad it's summer.
I know, woman. I can't wait for us to go surfing. All right. We always love to start our interviews off with a market update. It's crazy, Renee. It's hot out and it's crazy. What are your thoughts on the real estate market and how it looks in Sacramento?
Ronnie, it is crazy and it is hot out there. And I will also tell you that I keep saying the market's super strong right now. And what it is there's really more demand than there is supply. So we're going to continue to see, you know, more people trying to look for homes and good, strong pricing. In fact, the National Association of Home Builders has a sentiment index. And if you are rated over 50, the Builders Association feels like the market's really great for them to continue building. And right now the sentiment index says it's at 70. So what we're really seeing is a lot of new home builders building homes. And we're seeing them not necessarily for the first-time home buyers, but for the move-up market, because that's where the money's at. You know, the lower cost of housing isn't really profitable. Land, labor, and material costs all make it so that the move-up buyer is really their target focus right now.
And so, Renee, I love that you're bringing up the strong demand. As you know, we had Carrie Ann and Mike in earlier, and we talked about that as it related to the mortgage industry. What are your thoughts on why is the market so strong? I mean, seriously, Renee, when we had that recession, it would all came crumbling down, but this is different.
We just don't have enough homes right now in the area, and we have a lot of people moving, especially to Sacramento. Great job opportunities here. Some of the job opportunities out in the Bay Area are kind of falling away. And so we're seeing lots of people want to buy homes, and everyone loves a great home. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home and want my opinion on what you need to do to get prepped for that, please give me a call at 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832, or go to Renee Nielsen, that's RENEENIELSON.com.
And Renee, when you talk about having someone call you for your opinion to help with that home and getting it prepped, you're amazing. I've seen the homes that you're working on, and they went from ugly to stunning.
Oh,
all right, so let's talk about mistakes, Renee. All of us make mistakes, and we can be forgiven. I want to know what type of mistakes sellers are making and what type of mistakes buyers are making.
Well, let me just say, if you're buying, please, please really consider if you want to move into your home before the transaction is finished. I really urge you not to do that for a number of reasons. Really, what ends up happening is you take all your leverage away, and you want as much leverage as possible. You want to have a nice, clean, win-win situation for yourself when you go to purchase a home. And if you move in too quickly, what ends up happening is you still have a final walkthrough to do. You still might have repairs that the seller needs to make prior to closing. And what ends up happening is once you're moved in, it's really, you know, it's very expensive for you to move out. And so a seller doesn't really have you know, that drive to, you know, want to meet all your requests for, you know, for you to be able to move in.
Okay, wait a minute. Are we talking about Texas Hold'em and the buyer is
totally
showing their hand here and it's, you got to keep your cars yourself? Is that what you're saying about being a buyer?
Absolutely. If you ask for certain repairs to be done, you want to make sure those repairs get done and they get done well, And some people are really great at doing those things, and other people need more motivation. So you want to give them the motivation to be able to, you know, let you move in and have the house that you really want.
Is it like being motivated to do chores?
Kinda.
Okay, now let's talk about the seller then, right? I understand the buyer, it's Texas Hold'em and they're showing their hand, but what about the seller? What type of mistakes do you see sellers doing in Sacramento in this amazing market?
Okay, there's a couple of things, Ronnie. One is I really would like to encourage sellers not to jump into a transaction and negotiate their own deal. That is just a killer. So again, it's really like playing poker. You really want your agent to be your buffer. You want them to play good cop, bad cop. And I'm going to give you an example. So for example, you are selling your home, and let's say you're elderly, and you're selling your home, and the buyers want to have a whole list of things that they want you to do. But you don't want to do any of them. You want to sell the home as is. Well, if the seller meets you and feels like, you know, you're very capable of doing all the things they saw, you know, they saw the Lexus in the garage while you're there or whatever it is, if they feel like you have money available to do the things, then you're not going to have as easy of a transaction. The agent can jump in and say, you know what, my client's elderly. They really can't do this. We want to sell it as is. We know you love the home. We'll try to make the transaction great. So if you are interested in having a wonderful transaction and great negotiation, give me a call. My number is 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832, and I'd be glad to help you.
Renee, obviously it is a seller's market. Here's what I want to know. Why in the world would a home not sell in this market?
Oh my gosh, Ronnie. There are a number of reasons why the home, you know, won't sell. One thing I want to encourage people anytime they're, well, either when they're buying to, just to be flexible. A great agent will go in and do all of, you know, the research on the neighborhood and all of those types of things, but you're still, and you're putting your best foot forward, but you're still going to have to make adjustments as you move along. So a couple of things that we need to remember, you know, is how is the house perceived? Is it cluttered? Do you have stuff everywhere? I'm always a big person for, you know, saying you got to get rid of things. And basically you're merchandising your house. Just like if you worked at a store, you'd merchandise it. You know, you want to do that with your home too. Another thing is, are you flexible with your showings? Are you allowing people into your home? Or are you making it really hard to show? Sometimes when you have a home that, you know, maybe a rental property or something like that, you know, the renter doesn't really want to show it that much. I can almost guarantee you that you're going to have less viewings, and that means a lower dollar figure. Also, is it a favorable market? Like right now, we might be in a seller's market, but if you're on a street where three other homes are for sale, you know, that you might want to wait, you know, on the timing. It just depends. So if you're interested in talking about more about your property, or maybe you have a property that isn't selling and you want some information, give me a call at 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832, and I'd be glad to discuss that more with you.
Renee, you brought up an elephant in the room that no one talks about, and that is your neighbor happens to be selling their house. Oh, and the neighbor over there is selling their house. Oh, and the neighbor down there is selling. So I've never heard anyone talk about the timing of the sale. Are you saying, Renee, and again, I don't know this, it's better to have less homes, more homes? What is your thought on that? Because it seems like, Renee, there are multiple homes for sale in a lot of different neighborhoods.
Well, there is, but again, it's my job to go in and study what's going on your street. You know, if a lot of the homes are different, then you might not have an issue. You might fit in a really great spot in the market. I've had a seller before. We were selling. We noticed that somebody had overpriced their home that hadn't been updated, and we had another person who just renovated a home and put it on the market at top dollar, and their home, my client's home, was not quite as nice as the brand new renovated home, of course, right? So we priced it just below that home, but the other home that was mispriced, it should have been probably $25,000 or $30,000 less, ideally on the market for it to move quickly. They were priced too high, so it made it our home look like it was a great value. So we wanted to go in and study where the market is, and then decide how we want to place your home in the market. So if you have interest on having me look at your property and seeing where you might be in the market, my number is 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832.
Renee, my last question for you this morning has to do with that beautiful home that you put up for sale in Carmichael. Can you talk about it? Because it's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, Ronnie. Well, we worked really hard on getting it ready for sale. So it's a 3,100 plus square foot home. It's got 4 bedrooms. We have the most beautiful landscaping in the front yard. It actually sits on a street and in a little pocket of a neighborhood that really is tough to get into because almost nobody sells in that area. It's a 1950s home and it's a single story, but we modernized it. We opened up the interior. So if you're interested in hearing more about this home, please give me a call. My seller will absolutely love you at 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832. And I'll be absolutely happy to talk to you about it.
Okay, Renee, thank you so much for your time. Sacramento, I've got a great closing segment for you because I'm talking about that baker in Colorado who refused to bake a cake for that gay couple. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. I have a compelling closing segment for you this morning. Now, how many of you remember the song, Baker, Baker? Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Well, I remember it as a kid, even though my singing is awful. And from what I remember and what I recall, the kids were singing for a baker to bake them a cake. Well, the United States Supreme Court just ruled on a case that involved the baking of a cake. Now, you've got to listen to this because this is really a significant decision. You see, back in 2012, a man by the name of Jack Phillips, who considers himself to be an artist of cakes, and he owns a company, it's called Masterpiece Cake Shop. Well, apparently, a gay couple walked in to Mr. Jack Phillips' bakery, and they asked him to bake them a wedding cake. Now, let's face it, right? You walk into a bakery, you see the baker, and you want him to bake you a cake. Well, guess what the problem was? Mr. Jack Phillips, he asserted his First Amendment right, which, as you know, the First Amendment gives you the right of free speech, thank God, and it also gives you the right to freedom for religious beliefs and purposes, which I think is very important. The United States Constitution is important, whether it's the First Amendment, the Second, the Third, the Fourth, and that is why this case is unbelievable. You see, when Jack Phillips, this artist baker, decided, I'm not going to bake your cake because I don't believe in gay marriage. You see, I'm Jack Phillips, and I'm Christian, and I don't believe that two men should get married, so I don't want to build you a cake based on my artistic qualities. And instead, I'd be more than happy to bake you a birthday cake or some other type of cake, but I cannot bake you a cake that promotes same-sex marriage due to his religious beliefs. Well, guess what the couple did? The couple decided to file a complaint in Colorado because Colorado is like California, and we have state laws that protect you from discrimination. And so this gay couple, they decided to file a complaint, and you'll never guess what happened. When they filed a complaint, they won, right? The state of Colorado said, listen, we think that you, Mr. Baker, are discriminating against this gay couple because they're gay. Well, guess what the baker did? The baker didn't take kind to that answer from Colorado State, and they decided to take this case to the United States Supreme Court. And that's where it gets interesting, because the United States Supreme Court recently ruled in favor of the baker. And the Supreme Court said in their findings that you, the baker, you don't have to make a cake if it's against your religious beliefs, because that is a federal protection, right? That's why we have the Constitution. So the baker won. And of course, the gay couple lost, which makes me think, what is going on here? Why would the United States Supreme Court rule against the gay couple and allow this man to discriminate? Well, the answer to that is simple. You see, the baker is considered an artist, right? This guy's not just a baker. He's an artist. And his cakes that he makes, it's like artwork. And so the United States Supreme Court said, listen, Jack, you don't have to make a cake for gay people if you have religious beliefs that goes against what they're doing. And so in their ruling, they were very narrow, or they only addressed the slice of the cake, no pun intended. You see, what the United States Supreme Court did is they kicked the can of discrimination against gays down the road. And there's another case that's coming slowly behind them that has to do with a florist. And you'll never guess what this florist did. This florist did the same thing. The florist declined to make floral arrangements for a gay couple in their wedding. And of course, the couple took this matter up into the court system. And that case is going to be heard by the United States Supreme Court. So I want to make sure that you understand, I do not want you to experience discrimination, but this wasn't discrimination because Jack, the baker, he doesn't believe in homosexuality. He doesn't believe that two women should get married or two men should get married. And that is his right. You see, I disagree with this baker. I disagree with his religious beliefs. And so does the majority of the United States. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get married if you were gay. And thankfully, you voters got that right. So the issue that we are confronted with in 2018 is simple. Do you believe the United States Supreme Court is going to have the courage, the cojones, to actually address the elephant in the room? And let me tell you what the elephant in the room is. You see, the court passed on an opportunity to either bolster the right to same-sex marriages or explain how far the government can go in regulating businesses that run on religious principles. I want you to really think about that, because right now I'm confused. Does that mean that you are going to be allowed to refuse the service to someone because they're gay or they're black or they're Asian or they're Hispanic, or they're homeless, or they smell bad? And the answer to that question is, I'm not sure. Because the Supreme Court in this decision is allowing you to refuse service based on your religious beliefs. However, they took it one step further. And they said it's because you're an artist. You have this special talent. It's as if you're painting a picture. They did not say you can discriminate against this couple because they're gay. No, 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 no. They said it was because you're the baker and you're an artist. Now, how asinine is their reasoning? Why didn't you, United States Supreme Court, have the courage to just speak your mind and tell the truth rather than hide your ugly heads in the sand? Because what you should have said is, we don't have the courage to do the right thing and address this ugly elephant in the room. Now listen, you guys remember when I owned the largest law firm of its kind in the country. I employed tens of thousands of people. I had 100,000 clients. I was on the Today Show all the time, Fox, CNN, and I wrote a ton of books. But you know what I never did? I never discriminated against one client. It didn't matter if you were gay, if you were African-American, if you were Hispanic, if you were a Jew, it didn't matter. You see, all that mattered is you needed help and we can help you. That's why this case scares the hell out of me, and it should scare you too. Because if you own a business and you've got a sign in front of your business that says we have the right to refuse service to anyone, do you? Can you really refuse to service someone? Well, that depends, right? If you stand up and say, I refuse to serve you because I believe in God and you are gay. Is the Supreme Court going to allow that? Because you're not an artist. There's nothing special that you do by selling shoes or installing pools or fixing fences or painting houses or being a real estate agent or being a car mechanic or owning a restaurant. What do you do that special? And yet, the Supreme Court decided that this artist, you see, has a right to not have to put his art on a cake for gay people. And you know what? I believe in the First Amendment, but I'm just not so sure why they skirted the issue. Because if you own a business, I'm scared for you. Guess what's going to happen if you refuse service to someone? Well, in California, you're going to get sued. And yet, let me tell you about this man, Jack. He is receiving death threats. His business had to close down for years. He had to fire employees. All because Jack stood up for his true and authentic religious beliefs. So that is why we are talking about this case. And I want to make sure that you as business owners hear me loud and clear. You better do your research and make sure you do not discriminate. Because if you do, I'm telling you right now, you're going to lose your business and you're going to be sued. Let's be open-minded. Let's be tolerant. But let's respect the First Amendment and all of the other amendments in our Constitution. All right, everybody, I thank you so much for your support. I would love for you to like us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio or check out our beautiful website at ronniedeutschradio.com. I hope everyone has a great week. You have a wonderful summer vacation. Look forward to seeing you next week on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Ah, medicated.